Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We left off, we already are on Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We are at the word Kimman. We are on the second line of the page. So we were discussing Megillas Tainus, and to remind ourselves, Megillas Tainus is a book that has a list of days where great things happened for the Jewish people, and because of those great things, we're not allowed to fast on those days, we're not allowed to give eulogies on those days, and we were discussing yesterday what some of those days were. So we mentioned that the 1st through 8th day of Nisan are included, and we mentioned the 1st day of Nisan, even though it's anyway Rosh Chodesh, so anyway you're not allowed to fast on it, because the Megillas Tainus, you're also not allowed to fast the day before. So that comes to include even Chavtes Adar. We also mentioned that from the 8th day of Nisan until the day after Yontif, I think we said, until the 22nd day of Nisan is also Megillas Tainus. And the reason we mentioned the 22nd day of Nisan is to tell me that even the day after the 22nd day of Nisan is also included, because you're also not allowed to fast on the days after the Megillas Tainus. So now the Gemara says, Kimman, which opinion is this Braisa assuming like when it says that when it has to tell me that it's usher until the 22nd day of Nisan to include even the day after? So that's Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Bein Lefan of Bein Le'achar of Asr. Must be assuming like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that both the day before all the Megillas Tainus days and the day after the Megillas Tainus days are also usher to fast on. Well, Ihachi, if that's true, that we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi, Basim Vetisha Nami, that which we said that on the 29th day of Adar, that it's going to be usher to fast on because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, why does it matter that it's the day before we're celebrating winning the battle over the Karban Tamid? It should anyway be excluded from fasting. It should anyway be usher to fast on that day, because the 29th day of Adar happens to be the day after the 28th day of Adar, which, by the way, is one of the days listed in Megillas Tainus for some other reason. That's also a celebratory day. The time you best from Tumani Bay, we learned in a Braisa on the 20th day of Adar, Asas Bisorta Tavta Liudai. A great news hit the Jewish people. The Lo Yidun Min Oraisa, that they don't need to do away with Torah. They don't need to be mevatel Torah. Shepamach as nigzra gezera al Yisrael, because one time there was a gezera made against the Jewish people to try to get rid of our religion, and they made three gezeros against the gezera included three rules. Number one, shelo yasku b'Torah, that we shouldn't learn Torah. Number two, v'shelo yomulu espenayim, we shouldn't give our children a bris milah. And number three, v'sheichalulu shabbosos, that we were going to have to be mechalal Shabbos, we were going to have to break the Shabbos. We find a very similar set of gezeros elsewhere in Shas as well, but these are the three gezeros they made. Ma osu Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaverov, what did the group of Tanaim, who were the leaders of the Jewish community, do at the time? Holchu v'natlu eitzah mimatronisa achas. They went to a certain noble woman and they asked for advice. Shekol gedolei romi mitzuyin etzla. This noble woman was someone who had the ear of all of the important politicians in Rome, so that they figured she would be politically astute. She would know exactly what to do in this situation. Amr lahem, and she said to them, Imdu v'hifkinu balayla. You should get up and cry out in the middle of the night. So they listened. Holchu v'hifkinu balayla. They got up and they cried out in the middle of the night. Amru, so they said in their tefillah to Hashem, Ish shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by heaven, it's an expression, Lo achim anachnu, lo b'nei avechad anachnu, aren't we all brothers, aren't we all the children of the same father, Yitzchak and Yaakov and Avram are all our father, lo b'nei emachas anachnu, aren't we the children of the same mother, they were saying, the Jewish people, we and the Romans are descend from the same fathers, because Yitzchak was the father to both Yaakov and Esav. Esav is the father of Rome. Yaakov is the father of Klal Yisrael. So they cried out and they said, Ribono Shel Olam, we're all children of the same parent, and we're all children of the same mother. We're all children of Rivka. So manish taninu mikol umav lashon shatem gozim aleinu gzeros ra'os. Why are we singled out to be the one that these terrible gzeros are made against us? So when the Romans heard that that's how the Jewish people were davening, that was their prayer, ubitlum, they did away with the gzeros, v'osayom asu yomtov, and that day they made it into a yantiv. And what was that day? That day was the 28th day of Adar. So we'll make this a main point over here. 28th of Adar is special. because the Romans annulled the decree. When they heard how we referred to them as brothers, as our brothers. So says the Gemara, but remember, this is all part of a question. Why do we need to say that the Megillas Tainus days that we were victorious about the Karban Tum, it starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We thought the whole reason we have to mention that is because we want to include Chavtes Adar also. But the Gemara is asking, isn't Chavtes Adar also in any way included because it's the day after Chav Ches Adar? So Rabbi Lo Nitzrucha, the Braisa doesn't have to say the day of the winning the battle of the Karban Tumah that it starts from Chodesh Nisan, Elo L'Chodesh Mu'ubar. The Braisa only needs to say it if Adar has 30 days. So then the day before Chodesh Nisan is the 30th day of Adar. The day after Chav Ches Adar is the 29th day of Adar. That's not the same day. So the reason we have to mention that we celebrate the Karban Tumah on starting from Rosh Chodesh is specifically to include even the 30th day of Adar in a year that Adar happens to have 30 days. Another answer the Gemara has. So that's answer number one. Answer number two the Gemara has, Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema L'Chodesh Chaser. You could even say we're talking about an Adar that only has 29 days. Kol Shela Achrav, any day that we asr, the day following it, B'tainis Asr, B'hespin Mutter. The day after the celebratory day, you're not allowed to fast on, but you are allowed to eulogize on. So if Chavtes Adar were only the day after Chavches Adar, and that was its only mila, that was its only significance, you would still be allowed to say eulogies on that day. But v'zeh holu mutl bin shnei yom tovim asu ki yom tov atzmo v'afil behes bin nami yaser. But since the day of Chavtes Adar isn't just the day after, and it's not just the day before a special day, but it's sandwiched in between two special days, we treat it like it's a yom tov itself. We treat it like like a real yom tov. So it's asr to fast and it's asr to say a hesbid. So main point, two explanations. Two explanations why we have to emphasize Chavtes Adar being before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In case there are 30 days in Adar. In case there are 30 days in Adar, so then Chavtes Adar is special because it's right after Chavches, and Lamed Adar is special because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And answer B is, since it's sandwiched between two special days, we don't even eulogize. We don't even eulogize. Good. So now the Gemara turns its attention to discuss the continuation of this brisa of Megillas Tainus that we quoted before. Amar Mar, Mitmanya Bay from the eighth day. Okay, we'll ignore that sound. From the eighth day of Nisan, the Ad Sof Moada, until the end of Pesach, they decided to establish it as a Yom Tov. Itosav Chaga Deshvu Aya. So those from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of Chaga Pesach, those are the days that they decide that they established the week as a very serious week of celebration. Delola misbad, that you shouldn't say a hesped on it. So lamli lemer mitmanya bay. Why do we have to say starting from the eighth day? Lema mitisha bay. We should say starting from the ninth day. Utmanya gufeyas udavle yomad yitokem bay tamida. The eighth day is already included anyway because the eighth day is the day we won the battle over the Karban Tumah. So anyway, the eighth day is included. So why would we have to mention the eighth day as the beginning of a new celebration? We should have, the eighth day is already included because it was the last day of the old celebration. So the Gemara answers that the Brisa of Megillas Tainus has to mention the eighth day is being ushered to fast on because and the fact that the eighth day somehow starts to set up the day of Shavuos, when we're going to celebrate Shavuos, is because Kevan de Ilu Mikla Milsa, since if there would be a Gezera on the first days of Nisan and it would cause us to fast on some of those days, Uvatline L'Shiva, Tamanu gufei aser davle yomakama di tosav be chag deshvuaya. Meaning, if for some reason we would have to fast on one of those days at the beginning of the month of Nisan, we would know to not fast on the eighth day, because the eighth day has two things that are special about it. That's why we don't mention that. Now, hashadasis lahachi, once we come to that answer, that what makes the eighth day special is the fact that there are two special things about it. Esrim v'tisha nami, kiven zi l'mikla milsa v'atlinei, l'esrim v'tmanya, esrim v'tisha gufeya, so davali yamadim kame yamadim tokum t'mida. This could be a third answer as to why we have to mention the 29th day of Adar being special on both ends, in that it's the day after the 28th day of Adar, and that it's special because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because you never know. For some reason, we may have to be mevatel the 28th day of Adar and ignore that specialness of that day, but we should still know that the 29th day of Adar is still going to be special because it's still before the day before the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So let's I guess make that answer number three. So we'll add it to the previous main point as answer number three. So answer number three is, we emphasize the 29th, both things that are special about the 29th day of Adar, just in case one of those Yomim Tovim, either the 28th day or the first day of Nisan, somehow were to become Batel, we have to know to still celebrate the 29th day of Adar. Now in the Mishnah, a new topic, now in the Mishnah, we had a Machlokes in Tanakam with Rabbi Yossi about the days that it says in Megillas Tainis, if we asher the days before it or the days after it. According to the Tanakam, the day that you're not allowed to fast is only the day that you're not allowed to fast is usher, but the day afterwards is not usher. And the day that you're not allowed to say a hesped usher's the day before it. The way it goes like this. According to the Tanakhama, a day that you're only not allowed to fast, if that's the only thing you're not allowed to do, it doesn't usher any other day. It's only that day. There's nothing else. The day before, the day after are totally unaffected. But a day that's so strict that that's such a celebration that you're not even allowed to say a hesped on, that asers the previous day as well. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, a day that you're not allowed to fast would even aser the previous day. A day that you're not allowed to eulogize would aser both the previous day and the following day. We pasken like Rabbi Yossi that we aser other days in fasting, more other days in fasting as well. Shmuel says, no, we pasken like Rabbi Meir, who says that if it's only a day that you're not allowed to fast, then he's the Tanakama. If it's only a day that you're not allowed to fast, then it doesn't aser any other days. If it's a day that you're not allowed to say a hesped, it only asers one of the other days. So, frankly, Gemara, Miyam Shmuel Hachi. Does Shmuel really say that? That's how we paskin. V'atanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Umatam Lomer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that why does the pasuk have to say Bahon Bahon Shtei Pa'amim? Why does it have to say the word Bahon twice? Megillas Tainis begins with the words Alin Yomin Delol Hisana Bahon Umiksasan Delol Misbud Bahon. These are the days that you shouldn't fast Bahon on them, and some of them not only shouldn't you fast, but also you shouldn't eulogize Bahon in them. Why does it have to say Bahon twice? Lomelcha, to tell you Shehina Surin Lefnei Lachrein Mutarin, to tell us that the days themselves are Aser, but the day before it and after it are totally Mutar, you're allowed to do whatever you want. V'amr Shmuel Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Shmuel says we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So apparently Shmuel holds that no other days are ever Aser, not like the Tanakama and also not like Rabbi Yossi, like neither of the opinions, that when you have something that's Aser Megillas Tainis, it's only that day that's Aser. So how can we say that Shmuel holds like the Tanakama? So Gemara says, Meikara Savar, Kivin Delakatam, De Mekel Krab Meir, Amra Lach Krab Meir, Kivin Shamil, and Shimon, De Mekel Tvei, Amra Lach Krab Shimon Liel. Now, what happened was that Shmuel wanted to go with the most lenient opinion possible. So at first he thought, when he read the Mishnah, that the most lenient opinion was the Tanakama, it was Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. But then he heard that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you're not even allowed to fast, that the Isra fasting doesn't extend at all, ever, to the previous day or the next day. So he says, that's even more lenient. So then I want to follow that opinion as well. V'chein Amar Bali, and so says Bali, the name of a rabbi, that Amar B'chir Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Yossi, that the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Li Rabbi Chia Lebali, Rabbi Chia said to Bali, Azbar Alach, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Yossi, Adalolis Ano'a. When he said that the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi, he was about the days that you're not allowed to fast on, that he says the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before it is Asr as well. But that which Rabbi Yossi says, that a day that you're not allowed to eulogize on, that the days before and after Asr, in that he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So, frankly, the Gemara, Umiyama Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that the Yomim Tovim that are Asr to fast on, the days that are before them are also Asr? V'am Rabbi Yochanan Halach Stam Mishnah. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that Halach is like a Stam Mishnah? Utnan, and the Stam Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah, Afal Bisha Amru Magdimin, even though we said you're allowed to read Megillah's Esther as early as the 11th day of Adar, Veloma Achrin, and you're never allowed to read the Megillah after Tesvav Adar, Mutarin Behesped V'tainis, you're still allowed to eulogize and fast on those days. So Emas, when is this halacha about? Which days are we talking about? Ilema b'nei chamesar, if we're talking about the people who live in a city that read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar, v'kakarle bar besar, and they read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, so we say, okay, they're allowed to fast and eulogize. Umishari, is that really true? Are they allowed to? V'aksiv b'megillas tainis, yom arba asar bo, v'yom chamish asar bo, yom epuraya inun, delola misbud bahon. In Megillas tainis itself, it says that both the 14th and the 15th day of Adar are out. We're not allowed to fast on those days. We only need Megillas Tainis to teach us the Isra of Hesped and Tainis for people on that read Megillah on the 15th and that read Megillah on the 14th, that everyone has to observe their day of Purim. And Ella Lesar Eshel Zebazev Eshel Zebazev, to tell me that the people who are knowing Purim on the 15th day of Adar are not allowed to fast or eulogize on the 14th day, and the people in the city who read on the 14th day are not allowed to fast or eulogize on the 15th day. So you can't say that the Mishnah means to say that on the 14th day you're allowed to fast and eulogize if you're in a walled city when that's supposed to read on the 15th, because the 14th day is always Asher Behesped Atainis. So it can't be, oh, if you happen to be from Yerushalayim and you read the Megillah a day early on the 14th, okay, then you're not allowed to fast and eulogize. You're never allowed to fast and eulogize on the 14th. The Ella, so you have to say the Mishnah's talking about B'nai Arbesar, people who are from villages that read on the 14th, Kakari Betlesar, and we're saying that they read a day early on the 13th. So says Gemara, but anyway, that's Asr Behesped Atainis, because Yom Nikanorhu, that's the day of Nikanor. That's a special day of Megillas Tainis anyway that you're not allowed to fast and eulogize on. So anyway, it doesn't work. So says the Gemara, we're going to go way into the daf over here, into the Amud, Elul B'nei Arbesar, V'kakari Le'Betlesar, Betresar. So what, you're going to say it's someone who lives in a regular city that reads on the 14th, and they read on the 12th? Well, Yom Turyanasu, that anyway is a celebration. Elav de kakari lu b'chadesar. It must be that they read on the 11th. Katani mutar b'hesped tainis. And it says that on that day, you're allowed to fast and you're allowed to eulogize. So that's a kasha on the Stam Mishnah that says that Yom Yud Aleph Adar is mutar to fast and to eulogize, even though it's the day before Yud Beis Adar, which is one of the Megillas Tainis days. And Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a Stam Mishnah. But previously we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yossi, that any day it says Megillas Tainis, you're also not allowed to fast the day before. So in short, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that we pass like Rabbi Yossi that every Megillas Tainis day, you're also not allowed to fast the day before? Yud Beis Adar is a Megillas Tainis day, and over here he's saying you are allowed to fast the day before. Yud Aleph Adar, rather, is a Megillas Tainis day, and over here he's saying you are allowed to fast the day before. I'm sorry, Yud Beis Adar is Megillas Tainis day, and he's saying you are allowed to fast the day before. So the answer is Lo B'nei Arbesar V'Kakar B'Tresar. We're talking about people who are supposed to lay on the 14th and lay on the 13th. And the fact that you said that Yud Beis Adar anyways in Megillas Tainis day, Yom Turyanus Kufei Betule Batluhu, they did away with that celebratory day. That's no longer a celebration. Hol v'nergu bo Shmaya v'achia achiv, because it was a day that a terrible thing happened to the Jewish people also. Two great men died on that day. Shmaya and Achia, his brother, died on that day. So they brought back the right to fast and to eulogize on that day. So we'll stop there in the Gemara. Can we come up with a main point that I guess the main point will be Shmuel wants the Paskin like the most lenient, or Paskins like the most lenient opinion he can find. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskins that you're not allowed to fast on the day before a Megillas Tainis day. And that will do it for Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Yud Ches Amud Beis.